From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a strenuous day of hearings on Capitol Hill. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was questioned Thursday by a congressional committee investigating the 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. Clinton spoke in measured tones about the deaths of Ambassador Christopher Stevens and three other Americans at the consulate.
I was the one who recommended him to be our ambassador to the president.
Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy said questions linger regarding the government's actions before and after the attacks in Benghazi. U.S. President Barack Obama welcomed Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif to the White House Thursday. The two leaders emerged from discussions unable to announce a date for the resumption of Pakistan-mediated talks between officials from Afghanistan and the Taliban. The U.S. hopes for help from Pakistan in ending the conflict in Afghanistan. They did, however, announce new initiatives on trade, clean energy, and women's education. Student protests show no signs of letting up in South Africa as students march to demand an end to tuition hikes. Anita Powell reports.
That's the sound of 2,000 angry South African university students and supporters who shut down a Johannesburg city block Thursday to demand that the ruling party deliver on its promise of free higher education. The protest comes more than a week after students at Johannesburg's University of the Witwatersrand first rallied against a proposed 10% tuition and fee hike. Protests over university costs have since spread across the country, forcing 14 institutions to temporarily close. Anita Powell, Johannesburg.
Economic reports released Thursday indicate the U.S. job and housing markets are improving. This is VOA News. A joint rescue mission by U.S. and Iraqi Kurdish fighters has freed about 70 hostages. Officials say the operation in northern Iraq was launched in response to information that the hostages faced imminent mass execution by Islamic State militants. Peter Cook is a Pentagon spokesman.
I can tell you that some of the debriefs that we've gotten already back indicate that not only had some people been executed recently at this facility, but that the people at this facility feared that their lives were in danger within a matter of hours.
One American serviceman was fatally wounded in the mission. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry voiced a cautious measure of optimism that a solution can be found to defuse the current wave of violence in Israel and the West Bank. Following a four-hour meeting Thursday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Berlin, Kerry said some proposals may be on the table in coming days that will have an impact on stopping the unrest. He said plans to raise the proposals with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Jordanian King Abdullah during a meeting Saturday in Amman. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights is accusing the Czech Republic of detaining migrants and refugees in degrading conditions. Zaid Raad al-Hussein says credible reports from various sources indicate a systematic violation of migrant rights. Civil society leaders are calling for calm in Uganda, where political tensions are rising ahead of national elections set for February. Elizabeth Pollitt reports.
Confrontations between police officers and opposition activists are on the increase in Uganda. Witnesses say the clashes largely stem from police trying to break up opposition gatherings. Human Rights Watch and the UN Human Rights Office recently both condemned what they call inhumane treatment of detainees by police and the use of tear gas and rubber bullets. Meanwhile, rights group Privacy International released a report this month saying that the government has installed surveillance software in hotels and government buildings to spy on journalists and political opponents. The government says the documents in the report are not authentic. Elizabeth Pola, Kampala, Uganda.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations slammed Russia's military intervention in Syria on Thursday. Samantha Power told a meeting of the U.N. Security Council on the Middle East that Russian attacks have made the Islamic State terrorists stronger and allowed them to seize more Syrian territory. Russian envoy Vitaly Churkin expressed surprise at the remarks, saying there is always what he called a propaganda war going on and that Russia is conducting its Syrian offensive with great transparency. Taking a look at market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up at the close of trade today. European markets were also up. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.